Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
Hello.
Is this thing on?
We just realized we haven't recorded since August 1st.
We're so sorry.
We're so sorry.
We're the worst.
I just think like, okay, August 1st, we just got back from our holiday.
Yeah.
Where did we go wrong? Because I think just before the holiday, we were like, hey, everybody, we're going to be putting out more episodes, more content.
Because
join
the
Patreon.
In like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, the whole time we were away.
Well, we went away. But then, I'm not here to make excuses, but we got new windows.
We did get new windows.
And that put our whole house in disarray. I know this is an audio platform, but we're sitting in a jammed corner of our already tiny office. And we haven't put it back together because...
And then school started. And then I got a new job.
You got a new job.
Actually, I got a new job first. Then school started. And then the sports started.
Yeah. And if I'm being honest, my mental health really took a plunge.
Not because of any of those
Not because things. Of any of those things. I'm awaiting a surgery. So I'm having some health problems. I need a surgery. We live in Canada.
A lady parts surgery.
A vaggy. What is it? Vaginoplasty? No, yeah. That's not what it is, though.
They're going to vajazzle you.
But no, but in all seriousness, do require a hysterectomy. And we live in Canada, so our healthcare is free, which is so, so, so appreciated. But like also...
It's over a year wait.
It's over. Yeah. Like so my surgeon basically said, pre-COVID, in a perfect world, I should have had surgery within 3 months. We're going on 18 months, 12 months, and like maybe another 4 at least.
Yeah, because there's such a backlog because they weren't doing the surgeries during COVID.
Right, sure.
Yada, yada, yada. Anyways,
anywho.
You've got some terrible symptoms.
I've got some terrible symptoms, and they just keep giving me a medicine for this symptom, but that causes more symptoms, then they give me another medicine, but then da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's not great. 10 out of 10 do not recommend. But then tonight, we were just...
Let's record. We need to record.
We've said it for a few weeks. We're like, we should record. And
then a few of you reached out and we're like, more episodes, please.
I know. I think we've
literally
had like all three or four listeners that we have have said, hey, ladies, you good? When is there a new episode? We need a new episode.
I know. Remember when I said this was going to take 5 years to do? It's now six. We're like the healthcare system. With our delays.
We're going to have to do a marathon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what?
After you've had your surgery.
When I have surgery, what do I have going on?
Nothing.
Nothing. For 8 to 12 weeks, I'm not allowed to lift things. I'm not allowed to walk or drive. Yeah. Like, what am I going
to
do?
Like, I have to go to work.
Well, we're going to figure that out. This is going to become a solo pod for those.
Just for the marathon, a marathon solo.
Yeah, I'll just like watch record.
No,
watch
but record. You could do a bunch of research mm-hmm. for the Patreon mm-hmm, on different mm-hmm. characters.
Great segue. We do have a Patreon.
We do.
And I wish I could tell you it was updated more regularly, but
it's not.
It's not, but there's some good stuff on there. Mm-hmm. And it's not just Seventh Heaven. It's just called A Lesbian Recap because we're recapping many things.
Yeah.
Okay, this is wild. So we were like, what episode are we on? We got to look. We load up Apple. What are we watching?
Very first Christmas episode. This is the first time they've acknowledged Christmas.
Which is wild to me, being a Christian-based...
I know, because they've even done Halloween, which seems pagan to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it's December 14th. It's 1998.
Season 3.
Season 3, episode 10. Here comes Santa Claus.
Klaus.
Matt works as a shopping mall Santa, and Annie and Eric exchange gifts from the heart on this Seventh Heaven Christmas. Tim Conway guest stars.
Do you know who that is? Is that Carlos?
No, that's no.
Oh, that's the old guy.
Rocky. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Pawn shop.
Yeah, he's so in this, he runs a pawn shop, but he's from the Carol Burnett show.
Yeah.
And then he's literally a voice actor for the next 100 years.
He's probably still voice acting today.
Yeah, I looked up all the things that he did, but it's now dawning on me that...
He may no longer be this earth side.
Yeah, because... Is it Tim or Tom? Tim. Because... Oh, yeah, 2019. He died in
2019. Oh, shoot.
The last thing he did in IMDb said 2016, so...
Okay. All right, anyways, well, RIP Tim. Yeah. I hope he lived a good life.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Being funny on the Carol Burnett show.
So this episode was interesting because it was Christmas, and when did it come out? Did you say December?
December 14th.
Oh, okay.
So I bet you, when's the next episode come out? There's probably a break. Yeah. The next one doesn't come out till January 11th, 1999.
We should have done that one back in August, and then the break would have made sense because we were like, they were on a break. So do we want to kind of talk about the whole thing is about like giving and receiving at Christmas time.
Yes.
And do we want to kind of cover it sort of, I think we maybe can talk about, there's a very itchy dog behind us.
I think we do it individual, like we do it character by character, but also sort of.
Umbrella. Right.
So the umbrella situation that's happening is a Secret Santa.
Yes.
So they've each put their names in a bowl and picked names just within the family for Secret Santa, but Annie and Eric rig it so that they each get each other every single year.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Honestly, like, if you're going to do that too. I wouldn't want to get Ruthie, like, to give me a gift. I wouldn't want Ruthie to get me.
Nobody did. As they were picking them, and Ruthie was picking it, they were like, not me. And then when Simon had his hand in the bowl, they were like, pick me,
because they like Simon. He's got money.
Yeah. He's the wealthiest.
Yeah. And so the rules of the Secret Santa is it has to be something of yours you're giving.
Yeah.
Something you're doing on behalf of them, like a act of charity.
Yeah.
Or something found. You can't spend any money, basically.
Make a present, do a service, or give something away. So like a trade. You can, like, you should like trade up, like the girl who traded the red paperclip for a house.
Yeah.
I think it was.
That got really dramatic though.
Oh.
There was, I think this sort of thing has happened a couple times, but there was one where the girl made it all the way to the house and then she gave the house away to somebody who needed it. But then that person ended up like not paying the taxes or.
Yeah, that's not great.
Maybe they abandoned it or something. I don't know. It was kind of dramatic. Okay. But.
Okay.
There was just so much happening.
I know. Do we want to talk about maybe Simon first in his tiny pajamas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So the whole thing opens up. Christmas montage. They're dancing. This show only got licensing rights to 2 songs, and they're used very heavily throughout the show.
Yeah. Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock.
And Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Yeah. They needed an upbeat one and a low beat one.
Yeah.
And so they are, Annie and Ruthie are dancing and baking and singing in the kitchen.
Wearing matching aprons.
Yeah. And then Simon comes in wearing pajamas that are 2 to 3 sizes too small.
Yeah.
Like a belly shirt.
And they're like, they've got they're white with like candy canes all over them with little silver bows.
Yeah. They're very much little kid pajamas. Yeah. They're like a long sleeve and pants set. And they're tradition. Simon's very big in tradition. He wants to wear them. And they don't make ones with candy canes in his size. And so he's going to wear these ones.
Yeah. Like, that might be true in the 90s. Nowadays, though, you can get like ones. You can get adult onesies.
Yeah. And you can get matching pajamas for you and your dog.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I wish. I had matching PJs with my Cabbage Patch.
Okay.
I loved it.
Yeah.
So Simon, okay. Also, it's a kind of, did I miss it or was it even talked about? It's implied that Annie is the one that usually hangs the Christmas lights.
Yeah. Eric, what are you doing?
So they're just not going to hang the outside lights this year because Annie's too pregnant to be on a ladder.
Yeah. So Simon's like, when are we hanging lights? And she's like, oh, honey, not this year. I just can't in my condition because let us remind you, she's still very pregnant with twins.
Yeah.
And Simon's like, oh, but it's tradition. It won't be Christmas without it. And she's like, sorry, buddy. And the whole time.
Where's Eric?
Where's Matt?
And Matt.
Where's Mary?
And Mary. And all of them.
Yeah.
They're all old enough.
To climb a
where's
goddamn ladder.
Everybody that goes to the church?
Yeah,
doing
where
a good
is
deed?
Their church people?
So
that
instead,
makes me more mad.
Do you know what Simon does? He's like, well, I'm going to do it myself, but he's going to hang them inside.
I just think from a fire
safety. Oh my
safety,
God, I wrote this
you
down.
Can't have outdoor lights
not,
indoors.
Not in the 90s, when those lights were probably from the 80s.
Yeah.
I wrote, those old lights are fire hazards.
Yeah, and they're strung across. Yeah, they're strung across the fabric curtains, on the chair. The
stockings.
Yeah, the whole house is going up.
Yeah, those lights are what burned houses down at Christmas in the 90s.
Yeah.
And it's because people would put them inside or hang them irresponsibly. And he messed up they kind of just glazed over this, but he messed up the wiring and they were somehow connected to the doorbell. And every time the doorbell rang, they flickered on and off.
That also sounds like a fire hazard to me.
Yes, that's an electrical hazard.
Yeah. Like, I'm no electrician, but yeah. So yeah, the whole thing is Simon is going to do this. And we don't know who got who for Secret Santa of the kids yet.
Not till the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll reveal that at the end.
Okay.
Let's talk about Ruthie because then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a scene. So Ruthie's like all into Christmas. She loves this. And there's a scene where she's questioning Simon on how does Santa get all of the gifts.
Yeah.
To
everybody.
Everybody.
Just like every other 7-year-old has ever asked.
Yeah.
And you're like, shut up.
Yeah.
You
so
just shut your mouth.
If you've got little kids, maybe.
Spoiler alert.
They shouldn't be listening to this anyway, if we're being honest. But,
earmuffs in the car.
But I remember being a little kid and having an aha moment. I figured it out.
You did. You're like a Sherlock Holmes.
You know how he gets around to all the houses in one night?
How?
Time zones. He goes the opposite direction of the sun.
Holy, you're so smart.
So he gets the most coverage of darkness. I remember telling my mom's friend that, and like she was like, wow, yeah, that does make a lot of sense. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
You're so
and I was probably
smart.
Like 9 or 10.
Yeah. I think I like Wyatt got given a early Christmas present like yesterday.
Yeah.
It's tickets to a hockey game, and the game is in next week.
Like, in it's October.
It's in October. It's before, well before Christmas, yeah. But they're expensive, and so it's a Christmas gift. And he was like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. And, like, when I said something about his stocking,
yeah.
I was like, come on. Like, I just want him to keep believing because it's cute.
Oh, you do want him to?
Yeah.
I can't wait until we can all acknowledge the big elephant in the room.
Yeah.
It's all a ruse.
Okay, so Ruthie is asking the questions she shouldn't be asking. And I guess let's talk about Matt, too. So Eric has asked each of the children to, like, the older children, to do, like, some sort of volunteer
thing. Yeah, like a community service.
So Lucy is in charge of figuring out who the actors, quote unquote, are going to be in the live nativity scene at the church.
Yeah, she's casting and organizing.
Mary has to work at the soup kitchen, put in a couple of shifts at the soup kitchen. And Matt, somehow, he's getting paid, though.
Well, so, yeah, Eric was like, hey, I know you need money, but because you want to go to this ball, this university ball. So I found a way for you to have a job, put on the Santa suit, one day, $100, there's your tickets.
And he has to go be Santa at the mall.
Yeah.
But, okay, did you notice that when Eric said that, he was like, and then you can take your, like, girlfriend of the week.
Yeah.
Okay, but then in the next scene, Jennifer, girlfriend of the week, shows up at Annie and Eric's house with Ruthie in tow, saying, I'm going to take your kid to the mall to go see Santa. And you're just going to let Ruthie go with this basically stranger?
Yeah, like, it's Eric, like, shut up.
Yeah.
So obviously they've been dating longer than a week.
Well, I guess. He's got a new girlfriend every week, though.
Yeah, okay.
So they go to the mall, and Matt is hiding his job from Jennifer because he's embarrassed that he's Santa.
Yeah.
And Ruthie thinks she's going to see the real Santa at the mall, and lo and behold,
it is Matt.
It's Matt.
And Jennifer screams, Ruthie screams, Matt screams. And then he gets fired. I don't understand why.
He's like, Ruthie got me fired from my job.
I don't understand why you'd get fired. Like, that just doesn't feel like a fireable offense to me.
Yeah, like your little sister
but
showed
up. I don't work in HR. Your
beard down? Yeah.
Yeah. Also, what?
I don't. Well, are we going to talk about the little person?
The person with dwarfism?
Yeah. Can't they call them little people?
That sounds offensive.
Little People, Big World. It's a whole show.
Right. That doesn't mean so was seven Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And the Oompa Loompas. That doesn't mean it's not offensive.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
I think calling a person... I was going to say a person experiencing dwarfism.
They had an actor experiencing dwarfism who was playing the elf, and he was pissed that he didn't get to be Santa because, oh, Santa can't be little.
Yeah.
But they hired some baby face.
Matt.
And so he had to be the elf.
Okay.
Typecasting.
It had, like, bad Santa vibes.
It was not in good tone. I didn't like it.
No, but should we just talk about at the end when... So at the end, they show up to the mall again, Matt and Ruthie, and Jennifer's now the elf, and...
Yeah, there's like a weird scene where Matt's like, hey, don't you need a job? To Jennifer. So now Jennifer's the elf. The person with dwarfism is now Santa.
Mm-hmm. But he, like... There's a scene where this kid who's
in a larger body,
experiencing a larger body, is sitting on Santa's lap, and he's like, "You're not Santa. You're too little to be Santa." And then Santa throws him down.
Yeah,
and he's like on all fours, and Santa's like standing over him.
But he's I have that scene, and I'm gonna post it on TikTok and Instagram for everybody's viewing pleasure.
Okay, good. All right.
What?
Not just... Okay. So Simon wants Ruthie to rediscover her faith in Santa. And so he's praying to God.
Yeah. He's asking his dad for his advice.
Yeah.
And Eric's like, well, you better pray about it. And so, like, I guess, like, you can pray anywhere if you're of the faith that does that. So he just, like, hops off his kitchen chair, down on his knees right at the kitchen chair.
Yeah.
Starts praying. And I also find it weird when people pray and they have to introduce themselves. Because, like, isn't God all-knowing? Like, he created you?
Like in Judy Blume?
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. Is that Judy Blume?
Yeah.
I always find that funny. Like, hi, God. It's me, Simon.
Like, yeah.
He knows.
But then he says that she has to believe in Santa because she has to believe in the little stuff before she can believe in the big stuff, like God.
Yeah, that theory holds no weight for me because...
Really?
Santa.
I'm surprised.
Like, Santa doesn't exist. And so your theory is that they have to believe in the unbelievable things that aren't real. And anyway, I'm just...
This is a rabbit hole.
It's a rabbit hole. We don't have time for it. Maybe on the Patreon.
8 hours later. Okay, so I want to talk about Mary?
No.
Okay, Lucy?
Because that goes into like a bigger...
Okay.
Okay, I first have to say, just before they drew the names for the Secret Santa, mm-hmm. Eric and Annie started making out.
Like,
and
making out like teenagers.
Ew, it was so gross. And the kids all come in and Ruthie says, if they put another baby in there, mom's going to explode.
Like, that's not how babies are made, Ruthie.
Grow up.
Figure it out. Santa's not real.
So maybe let's talk about Lucy.
Okay.
So Lucy.
She's pissed because she has to be the nativity scene coordinator.
Yes. Live nativity scene.
They do a like music montage. Like you've seen this in every movie where there's like a tryout for something. It's very Pitch Perfect vibes.
Oh yeah.
And she's sitting there and it's like.
It's all probably where they got their inspiration.
Probably. I think it came out first though.
Pitch Perfect came out before this episode.
Oh, you see, Pitch Perfect got its inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
Okay, I was like, no.
Anyways, all the, like, I don't know, rough people that live...
Kooky characters.
Kids with green hair.
Yeah.
Show up to try out for the live nativity scene. And it's like a music montage.
And, like, she's rolling her eyes at everybody because everybody's just so zany.
Yeah.
And
so that is really like, that has nothing to do with her story, really.
No, it's just like, that's how it, yeah.
Yeah.
So then Jordan, her boyfriend, shows up.
Right.
And he's like, and she's like, I can't believe we can't spend our first Christmas together. Like, aren't you 14? But anyway, he has to go to another state to visit his uncle, Sal.
Who's got a pet monkey.
He has a pet monkey?
Yes. That's what opened the present. And he wears shoes. That's why he got a shoe shine kit.
Oh, I missed all of that. That's very interesting. Okay. I'm going to have to rewatch that. So he drops off a gift and Lucy's like, what? I thought we weren't doing gifts until after Christmas when you get back. And he said, yeah, I just wanted to give you yours so you could open it on Christmas Day. And he's like, so don't open it. And it's like quite large.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. And then she kind of panics.
Yeah, because she doesn't have anything for him in the moment. And she's thought she had more time. But, like, I would take this opportunity to open my present, see what it is, and now I'm going to judge what I'm going to get that person based on what they got me.
Yeah. So she's, like, freaking out about it. And so Mary's like, okay, well, I didn't tell him I wouldn't open it. Why don't I take a little peek-see and let you know
what's in there?
You know, what do you got to do? So she opens it up and she's like, it's a shoe shine kit. And Lucy's like, no, that doesn't make any sense. And she's like, well, come look at it. It is. And so she rips it open. It's a shoe shine kit. She's devastated. This makes no sense. Yeah. What an impractical, unthoughtful gift.
In the meantime, Mary's going to call Uncle Sal.
No, but not just, she doesn't know how to get hold of him. So she has to call the operator. She calls the directory of this small town.
Like the old school operator.
Yeah. And she's like, how many Sals can there be? It's a small town. And the lady's like, yeah, you're right. Okay, I'll give you his number. And so
she hooks Mary up with talking to Jordan.
Yeah.
Turns out, Shoeshine Kit was for the monkey that you didn't know existed.
I thought it was for the uncle.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal. At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Uncle Sal.
Monkey. He's got a pet monkey, and the monkey wears clothes and shoes.
But Uncle Sal is not a monkey.
No, Uncle Sal's a person who has a pet monkey.
Okay.
And the Shoeshine Kit was for the monkey.
Okay.
And the monkey opened the present by accident, and that's when he realized there was a gift switch.
Right.
The old gift switch.
The old switcherooski. And so Lucy's like, so what did you get me?
He's holding a basketball.
Yeah.
That says, I love you, Jordan.
Yeah. And it was like, it's the ball from the winning championship game. And he was going to give it to Lucy. And it says, I love you. So he's going to declare his love on Christmas Day. And she says, I love you too. Big L.
Very anticlimactic, though.
Like, who was the first person that told you they loved you?
My mom.
Oh, my God.
Like I don't know. I don't, yeah. Like, it was such not a big deal.
Yeah. What? Such not a big
such
deal.
Such not a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know if it should be more of a big deal. I wouldn't be the way I am.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. So yeah. So Jordan says, I love you. That's their gift. That's I don't it. Know. Like, that's what it is. And on Christmas Eve, Lucy like tells her family, and Eric's like, well, we all love you. Like, he just keeps trying to downplay it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. She's 14. Like, this isn't going to last.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Can we talk about Mary now?
Like, I guess so.
Or do you want to talk about Annie and Eric and their gift?
Like, I kind of want to talk about Annie and Eric and their gift before we introduce this new character, temporary character. So.
Annie.
Go on.
Annie and Eric rig the name drawing so that they get each other every year, which is silly. Then just make it amongst the kids and buy for each other. But anyways.
Yeah.
Or be part of it, but then also get each other a gift on the side. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Annie, at one point, there's a conversation about Annie and this cross that she got left from her mother that died that's got diamonds all embedded in it.
A diamond-encrusted cross, and she doesn't have a chain nice enough to wear it.
Yeah. And then there's also another scene at the very beginning where when Eric is going through the Christmas boxes in the garage, he comes across his old 45s, the records. And he's like, I can't part with these. And she's like, I can't part with the cross. But then... Annie goes to this pawn shop where Tim Conway works, Rocky.
Yep.
And she's going to pawn her necklace or the pendant. She didn't have a chain for it. She's going to pawn the pendant for a jukebox.
Yeah. That always used to sit in the window, but nobody ever made any offers on it.
Yeah. And it was broken.
And he was like, but this was your mom's and it's a cross. And she's like, yeah, but I wear my religion in my heart. Keep my mom. It was like very weird.
Yeah. And she says that there's so many other things that her mother left her that are more practical that she wears every day.
Right. But she has tears in her eyes.
Yeah.
And so the guy, Tim, is like, okay, like,
weird.
Here's the jukebox.
Next thing you know, Eric is at the same pawn shop and he's going to swap his records that Annie expects him to put in the jukebox that he doesn't know he just got.
Yeah.
he's going to pawn his records for a chain for the necklace that she no longer has because she pawned it for the jukebox.
Like, what a rigmarole.
Holy.
And the guy, Tim, is like, oh, I see. Okay. And he's sort of like, oh, like not sure how to navigate this.
Yeah.
So Annie fixes up the jukebox and it's Christmas Eve. And I was kind of weird to do gifts on Christmas Eve. But I guess they have to do church the next day. So
yeah.
It's practical, like after dinner.
Yeah.
I'm just like full after dinner. I don't want to sit around open gifts.
Yeah. We don't get each other gifts, period. So.
Yeah. Well, we just got new windows.
I know. Merry
and
Christmas
a house.
And happy
birthday. It's our 3-year anniversary of our house.
Yes. So
and
happy anniversary. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I got you 50% just of our new windows.
Yeah. Give me your love. That's all I want. And support. And so they're like, Annie's like, okay, I'll go first. And so Eric gives her this box, jewelry box, and it's got a chain. And he's like, it's for your pendant. Go get it. And she's like, oh, I will. But after you open your gift. And he's like, okay. And she's like, it's behind the curtain. So suddenly they pan over and there's this giant thing behind a curtain. And he opens it and he's like, oh, wow. And she's like, it's for all your 45s.
It's like an old school jukebox, like the size of a, I don't know, small car.
Yeah.
But of course he doesn't have the 45.
And she doesn't have the pendant. But.
But Simon has asked God for a miracle to get Ruthie to believe in Santa again.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, at 5 a.m. the next day.
A very sunny 5. If you live in California.
Can you confirm that on December 25th, it is daylight.
Midday sun.
At 5 a.m.
Because that to me doesn't feel right. Like here, maybe because we live further north. Like yeah. Right at Christmas time, the sun sets at like 4 p.m.
And doesn't
rise until 8 a.m.
Yeah.
So tell me, what is it like in California? Because that just felt weird to me.
Yeah.
So Ruthie's like, I heard something. And Simon's like, it's 5 a.m. And they open the door and there's Tim,
Rocky.
The pawn shop guy.
Yeah.
Oh, is his name Rocky?
Yeah.
Okay. Dressed kind of as Santa, but like not wearing a beard and hat. And he's putting something at the door. And she's like, who are you? And he's like,
I'm just leaving a... gift.
Ho, ho, ho. And he puts on a hat and sneaks away. And she's like, oh my God, it was Santa.
So was that the pendant and the 45s?
Yes. Yeah.
They just ran out of time.
They glossed over it. I just assume.
Yeah.
Why else would pawn shop Rocky be showing up on Christmas morning at 5 a.m.?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sneaking around in a Santa suit.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we can only assume that that is what
he was returning the
45. And then Ruthie's like, Simon, like, did you do this? And he's like, me and a friend.
And then he like looks up to Jesus, to God.
I got a friend named Jesus. Is that a song?
I don't think so.
Yes, it is. When I... Come on.
I
what's
don't
that song?
Know it.
I got a friend in Jesus. Oh my God.
Oh. Yeah. Is it?
Is it about a frog? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, didn't we just hear it on the radio when you were asking it to play classic rock?
Maybe.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Friend in Jesus. What's Cain?
Ugh.
This sounds like it's not going to be it.
Oh, you got an ad.
Okay, I'll mute it for the ad.
Goddamn Candy Crush.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, friend in Jesus.
Yeah.
No, this is called Lyrics for Jesus. Nope, that's not the one. I can't type in friend in Jesus. He walks with me, he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. No, this is... Do you know what song I'm talking about?
Like, a little bit, but...
No.
This isn't it?
I don't know. No, absolutely not. Oh my God, if somebody is listening to this and you know what I'm talking about... I got a friend in Jesus.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da. before I die.
The Valley of the...
It's not Lily of the Valley.
No.
Like, I'm not editing this. This is going to be what...
Isn't it where he's like... Na, 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 na. Okay, I'll think of it.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
So, I got to go back to my notes now. Okay, we got to talk about Mary because this is... We have a new... We have a new guest.
Oh, God. I know.
Okay. So, Mary goes to her very first... Did you find it?
No.
It's a classic rock song.
I know. It was literally just playing on our Google the other day.
Okay. You keep searching, and I'll talk about Mary.
Okay.
So, Mary goes to the soup kitchen. Also, I realized in this entire thing, I spelled her name Marie, M-A-R-I-E.
Oh.
And I knew it was wrong, but I was like, maybe I'm just out of practice. So Mary goes to the soup kitchen. She's like rolling
Spirit in the sky.
Spirit in the sky. Just play a little ditty of it.
By Norman Greenbaum. You just have to play the beginning.
Yes. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
Oof, that was
Jesus
tricky.
Christ.
Christ on a cracker. Okay. So she's at the soup kitchen. She's introduced to this woman who runs it. And then she's like, oh, and here's my other volunteer for the day. And it is...
Carlos.
Soup Kitchen Carlos. And I just wrote Soup Kitchen Carlos, the hand kiss, ew. So he's like, hi, I'm Carlos. And he has like an accent. And he grabs Mary's hand and kisses it.
Yeah.
Barf. Where has your mouth been? And that's not to say people experiencing homelessness have dirty mouths. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah.
Get your dirty mouth off my hand. So she's instantly very excited to be volunteering here. And she tells her dad when he shows up, she's like, you know, I took a page out of your book and realized Carlos is homeless. And so he's coming to spend Christmas with us.
And Eric's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And she's like, what happened to, he's like, what happened to his arm?
Yeah, his hand is all wrapped up.
Yeah. He got hit by a train, allegedly.
Bus.
Oh, a bus. Yeah.
Train, he would be dead. He would have lost his whole hand. But like,
he'd be in the valley.
That portion of the story, I guess... means that that's why he can't pitch his tent.
Oh.
Because I was like, what's the whole point in having the bum arm?
No, because
like,
they needed him to need not, help. And yeah. Not, yeah. So then he is in their kitchen and...
talking to Annie and Eric.
Yeah, having a cup of coffee. And he's like, well, where's your family? And he's like, oh, they're back in New York. I don't talk to them. Irreconcilable differences.
Yeah, he had a falling out with his dad two years ago, and he's been on the road ever since.
Yeah, he's just camped his way across the states.
Hitchhiked,
yeah, and camped. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, you know, if it's okay, maybe I could pitch a tent in your backyard. And Annie's like, it's too cold out. We could never allow that. And he's like, well, I did see you have a garage. And she's like, great, I have an air mattress. That's where you can sleep.
He says the words, pitch his tent.
Too many times. This is a family show.
It's a family show, Carlos. Pitch your tent elsewhere.
Also, I laughed after I typed in Soup Kitchen Carlos. I thought about curbside carling.
I also thought about curbside carling.
So I went to McDonald's to get us some food, like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. And when you order curbsides, you order on the app and then you sit in your car in stall 4.
And they bring it out.
They bring it out. The receipt says curbside carling.
Like it says curbside and then your name.
So that's my new nickname, yeah, Curbside Carl. Curbside. Rough around the edges. So yeah, he keeps talking about pitching a tent.
And then he's going to go sleep in the garage, but then he gets into the garage and who's in there? Simon messing around with the death lights.
Yeah. So suddenly now he's helping with the fire lights. And then
he helped fix the jukebox too.
Yeah. He helped Annie fix the jukebox. And then Ruthie runs in and Matt follows and... she's screaming that Santa isn't real, and Soup Kitchen Carlos is just like, whoa, this is a lot.
So, and they're like, welcome to the family, Carlos.
Yeah. So then at the end, he's like playing Go Fish with Mary and Eric.
Yeah.
And it's like they tried to be, I don't know, were they trying to be funny? Were they just, they're playing Go Fish, but they all have their cards up in front of their eyes like they're playing poker.
Yeah, and they're like shifty-eyed. But shifty also eyes. The Christmas lights are going off in the background as well as the doorbell.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. Sensory and so old. Mary's like, I'm going to go see what's happening with this doorbell. And Eric's like, so Soup Kitchen Carlos, I found your family.
Like, of course you did.
Of course you did, Eric. You don't know this guy's last name. You don't know where he's from. But suddenly you've made contact with his family because what else can he do?
Simon warned him that Eric was going to do that.
Yeah.
Simon was like, my dad's, you know, going to fix your life and figure out why you're not home at Christmas. And Carlos is like, I'm only here for a few nights. And Simon's like, that's a few nights too many.
Yeah. And so he's like, there was a generous donor who bought you a plane ticket home. And Carlos is like, oh, my family wants to see me. And they're like, yep, they really miss you. Like,
what?
What did we lose on the editing room floor?
So much.
Because this episode
was 3 hours long and they chopped up so much of it.
To turn it into, a 37 minute episode or whatever it is. Less, 27 minutes.
That's not half an hour. If it was a 30 minute episode, it would be 22 minutes. That was why the show was called Sour House 22 Minutes. But then, But then I think a 60 minute show with commercials is like 47 minutes or something like that.
You know a lot of details about this, but okay, I believe you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Eric saves the day. He leaves without saying goodbye. But he does leave Mary a note that says, you know, you made me realize how much I miss my family. I'll never be able to thank this miracle giver enough for the gift of this flight. And da, 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 da.
Miracle giver is Joy, who runs the soup kitchen.
Yeah.
FYI.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, do we want to quickly go through the gifts? Like, so Ruthie got...
I wrote it down.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Okay. Simon got Ruthie, and he gifts her his tiny candy cane pajamas.
The miracle of Christmas.
But then says there's another gift coming, and it turns out to be the miracle of Christmas.
Yeah.
Matt drew Simon and...
gave him 50 bucks.
Matt gave Simon 50 bucks, which was what he got paid for his half a shift as Santa. And he says, for all the money I owe you.
Yeah. And then Simon's like, we'll just call it even.
Yeah. So they high five. Mary got Lucy, and her gift was that she figured out Uncle Sal and his monkey's phone number.
Yeah, solved that crisis.
Mary got Lucy, and she says she's going to work 3 Saturdays or something?
No, 3 months worth of Saturdays at the soup kitchen.
Oh, so that's
because people need to eat every week, not just at Christmas time.
Every day.
That's what she said, just every week, just one day.
Just Saturdays.
Yeah.
So she's going to work 12 Saturdays?
Yeah.
Jordan's not going to like that.
No.
And then Ruthie got Matt, and she gives him a funny card. And so in the scene when she pulls his Santa beard down at the mall and screams, they do like a still shot, like a picture, photograph.
A Polaroid. And it's just at the exact moment that they're all screaming.
And she's pulling on his beard. So she gave him that framed in a card.
Yeah.
But then also she took her stuffy named Carol the Kitty and repurposed it into some fuzzy dice for his vehicle.
Yeah.
And then it's Christmas Day. And we all end up at the church. And lo and behold, all of the characters who were going to play the live nativity scene, none of them showed up.
No, they all backed out last minute.
It's Christmas Day.
Honestly, did they know what kind of commitment they were signing up for?
Yeah. So now all the Camdens, Annie is Mary, like Mary.
Mother Mary.
Mother Mary.
Virgin Mary.
Virgin Mary, yes. Eric is Joseph. Matt and Lucy and Mary are the three wise men.
You know these actors much more than I know the characters.
Simon was a shepherd. And Happy was a sheep.
Yeah.
And then Ruthie walks out on top of them. You can't see this, but I've got my hand up.
Yeah.
She's an angel.
Yeah. And she says something about...
She says a prayer.
Bethlehem.
Not the Lord's Prayer, but a prayer.
And then, like, it just... I was like, what's the plan here, Eric? Like, who's giving the sermon if you're in a live nativity scene? Or does the whole church fill up to stare at this one-minute nativity scene and then everybody leaves?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, that's not how I want to spend Christmas Day.
I always thought church people went Christmas Eve. Like, they have midnight mass.
I think they do both.
No. Yeah. You can't go to midnight mass and then wake up 6 hours later and do it all again.
Like, maybe it's not till 10 a.m. That's, like, when church is.
I don't know.
We don't go, so.
Yeah.
Maybe. And I'm not going to do some research this year, either.
Yeah. Maybe 1 year for the Patreon.
We go to church.
You will go to church on Christmas Eve.
We live stream. Oh, God. Okay, next episode, which will not be recorded in 2.5 months.
No.
Is called Nobody Knows. Mary can't get the hang of parallel parking, so she uses her feminine wiles to pass her driver's test.
Oh, boy. We're going to have to show Olivia this.
Yeah, I know. My
you have a daughter.
Child can get her learners on her birthday, which is on November 11th.
Yeah, like less than a month away.
It's wild.
You have to be 14 in the province of Alberta to get your learner
like,
license.
Like, who does that?
I don't know.
And, like, you can't get your regular license till you're 16, but we don't have graduated licensing. Like, you literally just have you have to have your learners for a full year. So if you get it when you're 14, you are forced to have it for 2 years.
Right. But if you get your learners at 16, you only have to have it for a year.
Yeah. And then you just get your full license at 16.
Yeah.
That's it. You can drive.
Yeah.
Willy-nilly. My car.
Also, I noticed you got a notification on your phone, which also might play a part in why we've been a bit
We got addicted neglectful. To a video game.
Okay, I'm going to blame your daughter and her friend that went on a holiday with us.
Yeah.
They pestered me. To download, and this isn't an ad, to download a game called Heyday.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds stupid. No, thank you. And they're like, please, we just need more people in our neighborhood.
Neighborhood, yeah.
So I was like, fine. Anyway, I've now surpassed all their levels. I'm whooping their butt.
They're not allowed to have their cell phones all day at school.
Yeah, but guess what? If I'm just in between emails at work, I can quickly check on my sheep. I have never been so passionate about agriculture.
And then I used to play, I don't even know what that game was called.
Farmville?
No, Townville? Townie? I don't know. But it's like Heyday, but different. And I was like, no, you guys, I've got so many levels in my town. I don't want to
switch, start new.
But guess what? I did. And now I'm also surpassed them in levels.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll text some, like either Olivia or you and be like, hey, do you have any sugar cane? I'm running low and I don't have time.
I need some wheat.
I need to feed my cows.
Anybody got any feta cheese?
Yeah. Yeah. My fish pie needs feta cheese. Gross. Anyway, we're working on it.
Yeah.
We can't play it all the time.
No. But also, while we were just recording, my boat arrived. So
yeah, I saw that and I was like, you got to turn those notifications off.
This is my problem.
I don't have notifications on, so I can go hours without thinking about it. Like, yeah. But right now, I'm wondering if my ducks are ready.
Well, my boat arrived, so we gotta go.
Oh, boy. You guys, thank you so much. If you're listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're sorry. Will we be better? Yes. Will we do better? Yes.
Yes. Will we ever be perfect? No.
No, but neither are Camdens, so.
Yeah.
I really think, what would Eric Camden do?
He would pray.
Or
he'd write a sermon about it.
Expose himself to little girls. But
I think it was just children in general.
Oh, was it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We haven't deep dived Stephen Collins yet.
Gross.
I know.
Okay. Right. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.